Good evening and welcome to UNZA Radio, main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Zambia elected third vice chair at UNECA conference. Government calls for united push to unlock tourism potential. In international news, four toddlers stabbed to death at Ugandan nursery school. In sports news, FAS refutes reports on Copper Queens coach Norau. With the news in detail, my name is Joshua Chamba. In local news, Zambia has been elected as a third vice chair in the new Bureau of the Conference of African Ministers of Finance, Planning and Economic Development of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, UNECA. The election took place during the ongoing 58th session of UNECA in Tangier, Morocco, running from March 28 to April 3, 2026, under the theme Growth Through Innovation, Harnessing Data and Frontier Technologies for the Economic Transformation of Africa. Zambia is represented at the high-level meetings by Ambassador and Permanent Representative to the African Union and UNECA, Albert Muchanga, accompanied by Eliphas Chinyonga, Zambia's Ambassador to Morocco. The UNECA session comprises two key segments, the Committee of Experts and the Conference of African Ministers of Finance, Planning and Economic Development. Government has called for a united approach to aggressively unlock the full potential of the tourism sector and position Zambia as a top global destination. Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba says Zambia possesses vast and diverse tourist attractions that place the country competitively on the international stage. His remarks were delivered in a speech read on his behalf by Ministry of Tourism Permanent Secretary Evans Mwanga during the event's Professional Association of Zambia 2026 interactive meeting held in Lusaka last night. Events Professional Association of Zambia Chairperson Chisanga Mwanza has reaffirmed the association commitment to supporting promotional initiatives and aimed at expanding Zambia's tourism reach. Meanwhile, Radisson Blue Hotel General Manager Johan Klang noted that Zambia is increasingly gaining recognition as a hub for international events, a development expected to boost tourist inflows and showcase the country's attraction to the global audience. 15 manganese factories in Central Province have resumed operation following the restoration of a stable power supply. Mine contractors, factories and allied workers union, President Nkweto Kasoka, said the development has also led to the reinstatement of 2,000 workers. Kasoka has explained that the factories had been shut down for 6 months due to frequent electricity disruptions and thanked government for addressing the power challenges. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Kasoka said the factories are currently receiving 50% of the required power to help kickstart operations. Meanwhile, Mr. Kasoka commended government for its bold decision to suspend fuel taxes, noting that the move will help shield Zambians from the impact of rising global oil prices over the next 3 months, ensuring a stable fuel supply across the country. Government has commenced the registration of suppliers to participate in the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, under the electronic voucher, e-voucher modality for the 2026-2027 farming season. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Zulu says bona fide input suppliers are encouraged to register and participate in the supply of agricultural inputs under the e-voucher system. Zulu urged all interested suppliers to submit their applications by May 15, 2026. He emphasized that the e-voucher modality remains a key pillar in enhancing efficiency, transparency, and farmer choice in the distribution of agricultural inputs, while also promoting private sector participation in the agricultural value chain. He added that the initiative aligns with government's goal of achieving the presidential production targets of 10 million metric tons of maize, 1 million metric tons of soybeans, and 1 million metric tons of wheat annually by 2031. Still in local news, the Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry is calling for transparency, inclusion, and accountability in the implementation of the National Local Content Strategy, warning that failure to uphold these principles will make it difficult to track how business opportunities are distributed to local firms. Zambia's Local Content Strategy is a government-driven framework aimed at increasing the participation of Zambia-owned businesses and citizens in key sectors of the economy, particularly mining, energy, construction, and manufacturing. ZACCI Head of Mining, Augustine Mwanga, says the strategy must allow for clear measurement systems to ensure that local companies are genuinely benefiting from opportunities in key sectors such as mining. Mwanga has told Phoenix News that without proper data and oversight mechanism, it will be challenging to assess whether government efforts to promote local participation are yielding tangible results. Mr. Mwanga adds that such feedback will enable local businesses to grow and compete effectively, ultimately strengthening Zambia's private sector. And finally, in local news, the Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia, AAAZ, is calling on government to prioritize a nationwide audit of Constituency Development Fund, CDF, utilization across all constituencies and local authorities. Organization Communication Officer Melbourne Mushitu notes that the CDF has in recent years been significantly expanded as a key tool for decentralization, citizen empowerment, and equitable development, with substantial funds disbursed between 2020 and 2024 and further allocation in the 2025 fiscal year. Mushitu says the funds are meant to support community-driven projects such as infrastructure development, youth and women empowerment, and improved access to essential services, but notes with concern that a significant portion of this fund remains unutilized in several constituencies and councils, including balances from the 2023, 2024 and 2025 allocation. Mr. Mushitu has since urged the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to take immediate action by initiating an independent and transparent nationwide audit of CDF utilization, with findings made publicly accessible to enhance accountability and improve implementation. We now take a short break, but still to come is international and sport news. Please don't go away.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movie night. Keeps the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV Stream. Your soapies sorted. Your football live. Plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost. Just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibes, your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV Stream.